Well, good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen, from across the fruited plain. It's Vance Rogers coming at you from a parking lot today en route to Lakewood, Washington for a wonderful Meekin event that I think I'm actually emceeing it. I'm not sure. I haven't even seen an agenda, but en route up there, I decided to pull off and be a little bit legal, which is not something I do very often. But we've got an exciting guest for you today, and I do hope you've got some sort of note-taking material in front of you. For most time at our house, it's a box of crayons that seem to be taking precedent over any other writing utensil. But Barb Satterwhite is no stranger to Saturday AM Live. She is a consultant that has been, setting new heights or new standards when it comes to customer acquisition. And Barb, you've been doing that for quite some time. This is not a new thing for you. And yet now that, that's kind of our focus and has been for the last year or so. It's paying off nicely, and I'm not just talking about the financial benefits of it. But, hey, Barb, before we jump into that, and by the way, Barb, you are on the line, correct?
I am.
You know, another half a second pause, and I would have actually sweated, you know, but not so much. Before we jump into what's going on in your business and in your group and what you're seeing as far as the growth in the customer realm, it was a little over a year ago, if my memory serves me correct, that your beloved husband, Don, had a little hiccup. And maybe it's more than a little hiccup. Give us an update on Don's condition. Maybe you can fill in for those who don't know what happened.
Well, thanks, Vance. I almost was late, excuse me, for the call. I'm out there weeding. We had a major storm here, and so the ground's so nice and wet. I love weeding after rain. So it's Don's garden, and I'm out there weeding, and he's out there telling me what to do. No, not really. Don, for those that don't know, Don had a stroke May 3rd, a year ago. And it was a major stroke in terms of totally lost use of whole right side, couldn't speak at all. Good news, I was here. 10 minutes later, I would have been out of the house. But anyway, I identified what was happening and got into the hospital, which is very critical with the stroke, so that they could give him the TPA, which is the clot-busting drug. And in doing that, the radiologist said, after we do that, we'd like to further do an MRI and CT, another CT to find the clot so we could remove it. And I said, go for it. And on CTA, they didn't like what they saw. On MRI, the interventional radiologist said, it's too risky. Looks like about a third of his left brain has been infarcted, which is too risky. We can't remove the clot. So we go on to ICU, which we knew we had to, because once you give that drug, you have to watch for bleeding. Hang on just a sec. Don's asking something. Anyway, backstory. Anyway, we go to the ICU, and I, of course, take all my bags giddy from the 10 and knew, finally get settled down 10 o'clock at night, and I put the M steps in his socks and infrared blanket over him, neckband and wristband, and pillowcase under his head. And within probably 10 hours, I can't remember exactly, maybe 5 hours, he was calling my name, which was good, and he had a little bit of squeeze in the right hand. So that progressed during the day, so we're just talking the next day. He, by eating, is feeding himself in the ICU, wouldn't let me cut up and everything. He's talking. You cannot understand him, but he's talking. And the next day, in the neurology unit, he walked around the unit with a physical therapist by himself. So,
wow.
We went on to rehab. Now, he got that clot-busting drug, so I know that probably had some effect, but there's no doubt in my mind. And what we did in rehab, he was so high-functional, they discharged him early. His main deficit is his speech, and he still has expressive aphasia, meaning you don't understand everything he's saying. That's a challenge. But we're so grateful that mentally he knows everything to do. He figured it out. He's getting ready now to get in his truck and go out. He definitely has all of his physical abilities back. So very grateful.
And I know, Barb, yeah, well, one of the things I'm thinking you're going to go into, they had a surgery that they were looking into following that you guys were able to avoid.
Well, on MRI, they discovered that his carotid arteries, which are the arteries in the neck, were blocked 70% on one side and 40% on the other. So I knew post-stroke we'd have to deal with that. So in June, we go to see the cardiovascular surgeon. He said, yeah, he said, let's wait about 4 months and let him get, you know, over this post-new stroke sort of thing, and we'll recheck it. Meantime, we'll put him on statins. And I said, well, don't really want him on statins. And the neurologist wanted him on statins as well, but we didn't go there. I immediately, in hospital and rehab every day, took 2 ounces of Bergistrol, an ounce of Siaga morning and night, and did that for 5 months, and then backed it down to maybe 3 ounces a day instead of 4. In October, we had the cardiovascular surgeon appointment, and they redid everything, and he had less than 50% blockage. We did that 6 months later, which was March or April, and still less than 50% blockage. Now, what they would have done if it had stayed at the 70% or got worse is either endarterectomy, removing plaque, or putting a stent in. We didn't have any of that.
Yeah, and that, you know, and that's, I reference that experience so often when people ask the question. Even a lot of NECAM folks don't understand the value of the Bergistrol and what it can do and what it did in the laboratory studies that Annie Ng, you know, supervised in what can take place in the bloodstream, in the cardiovascular system when you're utilizing a product like Bergistrol, as opposed to, as you know, decline, going with statins, because the side effects are just enormous. And to my knowledge, there are no side effects to Bergistrol other than really great health. So, you know, it's wonderful to be able to avoid that. But, and again, one of the benefits, too, of getting on a regimen of utilizing the Bergistrol, if you've got any trace or you know people that have dealing with any cardiovascular issues whatsoever, blood sugar, blood pressure, cholesterol, and again, we don't make any medical claims, it's just we know the results can happen, and Don's a perfect example of that. So let's just switch gears entirely, and I want to know, as well as several people have asked me when I've shared with them, you know, some of the benchmarks that you've continually hit every single month. We've got this great incentive or promotion that we had last year, and it carried over into this year, that, you know, every time we hit a 500 mark in customer sales, we can generate an extra, you know, $25 in free product from NECAM, and that does cap off at $1,500. And earning $75 in free product. And you have consistently hit that, you know, $1,500 and then some. I remember when they first introduced this, you had asked me, well, what happens if we double that $1,500? Or what happens if we do $4,500? And you almost want to get strategic and start, you know, doing volume underneath other people, but we're not going to do that or even endorse that, because that's a nightmare in itself. But Barb, last month, 4,700, I think, is where you finished out in customer volume, and I know a couple of those smaller orders were your own auto ship, which is what we encourage people to do. Tell us about what you're doing to continually build not only customer volume, but customer auto ship volume.
Well, let me just add one more thing about Don. The other thing that Don's consistently been on, you know, he was diagnosed with AFib, which they figured caused the clot and the stroke. But I've had him consistently on bone health, omegas, the juices, of course, lactoferrin, the men's multivitamin. He won't take 4, but at least I can get 2 into him. But that, yeah, really, it's just a matter of it's a lot of stuff, and it's just put out there every day, and he has consistently done that. So I attribute all that also to the mental clarity, the mental efficiency he's had, in addition to all the, of course, the sleep system, the water, the magnets. So everything. And as I've said so many times, wow, we can't hurt anything, and look what we might help. So anyway, I just add that.
And, you know, and Bob, I can't help but think that, that carries right over into what you're doing when you talk to people. I mean, it's not like we want to, you know, wish somebody, you know, close to us endure some major life-altering catastrophe like what Dawn experienced. However, you've been able to utilize that in sharing with other people.
Well,
and I know your conviction level of the progesterol and the, you know, the bone health and all the products, the whole entire wellness home, is that much stronger as a result.
Well, and people will say, you know, think about it. If I was given Dawn 4 ounces of progesterol a day, that's 4 bottles a month. And if they add that all up, I don't even remember, but it's probably $120, $150 worth of juices, whatever. And people will say, oh, that's expensive. I'll look at them and say, you know what? That's not expensive. What's expensive is if you had to have endarterectomy, stents put in, rehab, complications, that's expensive.
The time involved in chauffeuring into all those different appointments and all the stuff that goes,
And the stress, So, anyway, you have to put it in perspective for people. But it's quite interestingly, I don't always share Dawn's story, only because it's not on my mind at the time, but to go back to how I acquire customers, it's always been an easy thing for me because, and it's even easier now because the focus with creating not only customers but getting good customer service, and that is a fun piece because if you really, if you just had 5 customers that you gave exceptional service to, they're going to feed you referrals, they're going to be your best source of orders, if you will, product purchases. So it's so fun because you've got something, and there's so much I could tell you, but I always look at this. We're in the shipping business, relationshiping, friendshipping, and partnershiping. So you're building the relationship, the trust, the interest in them, not necessarily telling them everything you know about me, Ken, which is what I used to do for years, thinking everybody wanted to know it, and they don't. So it's listening to people, it's finding out what their need is, but building that relationship. And I'll give you examples, and that's where it becomes fun. Customer acquisition is not an issue. I mean, if you go anywhere, do anything, engage with anybody, you'll find customers. Now, do I go out to do that? Not necessarily, but when I'm out doing it, it happens. And I've got so many examples. So we'll talk about that, but also, and, you know, how I approach people, how I do that, how I make it part of my lifestyle. But the follow-up, which we all know, is follow-up important? No. It's the only thing you need to do. It's really the most important thing.
It's vital. It's not an option.
Yeah, it's not an option. And so therein lies the challenge, even for me. Keeping up with people, figuring out a good system to follow up, what is it I want to send, what do I want. So that's an ongoing challenge for me as well as anybody else. So, but in the big scheme of things, when it's a customer that's satisfied and happy and you enjoy, I love my customers. So it's not hard. And then the other big piece is, as I mentioned before, it's just finding out what their need is. And it's so tempting to tell people about everything, but you don't want to do that. And That's been hurt me in the past. So let me just give you an example. For instance, you're looking at my May volume, which was 4704 per customers, and I think I had 24 customers. 2 orders were my own, so 26 custom orders. So a lot of those, and I was going back through my genealogy, I've had a lot of people drop into the customer status as consultants. They're not necessarily the ones buying, though. But if I look at it correctly, I have about 15 people that are on autoship. So that's just a base that I've built because of what I'm doing. And I have about 177 customers and say only 15 on autoship. That doesn't sound like many. So, but that'll increase. And, you know, just in June alone, my first 2 customers are on autoship. And I have a third customer who, it was a year, maybe 2 years ago, got some 10-4, loved it, periodically would call me for some 10-4. got an email from her while I was away. I just had a good friend die, and I was gone for 5 days. Got an email, something about she wanted it. So I emailed her back about how she could go on her site and get it on AutoShip and less expensive. And this was, say, a week or 10 days ago, and it dawned on me this week, oh, she hasn't done anything. And people, it's not because they don't want it. They just forget or they whatever. So I just called her. She said, oh, I know I need to take care of that. And so I convinced her to go on every other month and get 2 boxes of Zen 4. Now, she's not a new customer, but she's a new AutoShip.
So, well, and you look at looking at those numbers, and you say you have 170 customers, and 15 of them are on AutoShip. That's better than 5% are actually they're hooked up to the IV stores, and it's a regular, whether it's monthly or bimonthly or quarterly. And that's, you know, if you look, there are not very many. And periodically, I look at companies. I discovered a lot about other companies in our industry when I did all the research on our paleo bars, the seed ingredients. But you look at what we have available with our AutoShip and the options, it's absolutely amazing. One of the biggest things is that customers ask me on a regular basis is, with that AutoShip, there's a minimum, right, that I have to do every month? That's the standard for other companies, is they, if you even to enroll, just like for us as consultants, if we want to get that 10% discount, we have to do over 100 points. Well, for customers, there is no minimum. And I found that they absolutely love that, and then being able to do it every other month, you know, 2 boxes of 10-4 to save on shipping, that's a dream for a lot of folks, because they don't want a package coming every month. Now, what's fascinating about that in our culture today, online ordering just this last month, actually it's last week, 2 weeks ago, just surpassed in the retail industry actually shopping in bricks and mortar locations. It just surpassed it. So we are literally set up right now as Sneak In consultants to garner a lot of that activity, because people, they want to shop at home. And a lot of people, unlike our middle daughter, Emily, she has returned, I can't tell you how many garments that weren't the right size, or they didn't fit right, or there was a small tear. And she's only 14. So the spending habits and the spending patterns are exactly what we can foster into our customer base. Barb, I know for you, as you said, it's easy. You know, friendship, building relationships, and what was the third ship?
Partnership.
Partnership. And that's one of the things that we often fail is, you know, when building a customer is establishing a partnership with them. And when you say to a customer that's ordering 10-4, hey, let me show you how you can get this 25% cheaper, that's where we enter into that partnership, because all of a sudden we're giving them something that we can't even get. And do you find yourself sharing with people that, hey, they get a 25% discount, that's something that we can't even get for AutoShip? I mean, what are some of the places that you use to get them introduced to AutoShip?
Well, and a thing that I've really come into grips with now is, you know, if you offer it right up front, sometimes I'll do that. But I think it's good for somebody to try something a month, see how they like it, and then you have a reason to touch base back with them and say, if you're interested and want to get it continuously, you can get 25% off. So, you know, I can play it both ways, but I don't, you know, the AutoShip I mentioned, but I really think if you're off, and this is just my gut reaction right now, if you meet me, say, oh, you can get it 25% off, and you don't give them a chance to even like it, and maybe they're thinking, oh, well, I just don't want to do that. Well, let me give you another example. In May, one of my customers, I was volunteering with Rotary, and we were doing a fundraiser for, it was a French food festival, and she and I were pouring the wine. And I didn't know her very well. She was new in Rotary. And she just said something about, how do I keep in shape or whatever, and I just laughed and said something about my KBD. She says, oh, tell me more about it. And I told her a little bit. She says, what company? She says, oh, Ken, I know them. I need a water bottle. Bottom line is, she wanted to get the KVD, but she didn't want to do it on autoship. Well, she still hasn't put it on autoship, and she's now got a daughter on it. Don't know why, but, you know, some people have this aversion to something coming in every month and whatever, even though you can reassure that. So here she is. She's not only Anne. I saw her this week in Rotary, and she said, she gave me a hug, and I said, she said, I haven't heard from my daughter, but she said, I tell you what, it's working. And I said, oh, really? Keep me informed. So anyway, I mean, that's how easy that was. She didn't want to go on autoship. Well, that's okay. That's your choice.
Yeah. Well, and I really like the way you stress that. Allow people to experience it before they, you know, sign up and, not to, you know, use the analogy again, but, you know, literally get hooked up to the source. You know, the IV where it's a consistent, you know, steady drip, and rather than just a quick shot. And a lot of people, again, like you said, they have that aversion to being on a consistent shipment that's coming in, whereas other folks, we love it. I mean, not having to do one more thing. I mean, I love that. That being able to change it as often as we want. I mean, it's a great thing. You mentioned Rotary. How important is it to be involved in groups and to be out there in the public for gathering?
Well, that's my other whole thing. When I do any presentation on attracting customers, you just be out there, be involved. I was just looking at my list here of in May when I had the 4,700. I had 5 new customers, and one was the person I just told you by volunteering at Rotary. Another was a neighbor who had come over to the Christmas party and was doing things. And when I went to a social for the neighborhood, she was in a splint from an Achilles tendon tear, so I loaned her a power chip. She ended up buying the insoles and power chip. And then the other is I went on a volunteer thing with the church, and 3 people that at the table all were having trouble with allergies and headaches, and loaned a couple necklaces, and one of the couples bought some things. So just being out there. And then another was a person who used to be in me 10 years ago, an avid athlete, wanted some new magnets, and was able to not only sell him the magnets, but tell him about the 10-4. Not on autoship yet, but if he likes it, we'll probably see that happen. And the 5th one was actually a referral or a lead from me 10. So of the 5, 4 of them were people that I was either out and about with, knowing, volunteering, and meeting them. And then in June already, just by being at our cottage for the week, for Memorial Day week, and doing a picnic and meeting, met a brand new couple that didn't say anything to them at the party, but when I'm walking my dog, they stop me and again start talking about being healthy and being in shape and wanting to lose some, and I just mentioned what I was doing. They came by. This was so interesting. They came by, and it turns out they've got all kinds of challenges. They not only signed up as a customer, they bought the water system, got on $173 worth of, or 173 points for the water ship.
Yeah. And you know, and having the water available, and I don't want to spend a lot of time about it, but so imperative when it comes to maintaining ideal weight. So imperative, because if you're not drinking, I mean, look at what our culture is doing now. They're considering putting, in certain states, putting a tax on soda pop, you know, on carbonated beverages, which the sales of carbonated beverages last year just flip-flops the other way. They're now less than the bottled water sales. But we don't see anybody, you know, dropping a ton of weight from drinking mountains and mountains of bottled water. It's because the body can't recognize and do anything with it. But again, so imperative to allow them to see. Now, how did you segue in, you know, Nikan's water system, the waterfall, when you guys were talking about, you know, weight loss?
We were walking the dog, and I said, well, I'm here all week if you just want to come by the cottage. Well, what happened was they didn't get by. The last morning we're ready to leave, another neighbor wants to take us to breakfast. At breakfast, and I'll tell you that story of another autoship customer, but that couple came by the table. I can't even remember their names. I mean, they're that new to me. And she said, oh, I'm so sorry I didn't get by, but we've got some answers. I said, well, we'll be here till noon if you want to come by. And that's all I said. Well, they came to the cottage, because I have the water system there, and it turns out he has all kinds of heart issues. They want to be healthy, blah, blah, blah. So it was so fun, and they are so excited. I just text them and say, did you get your products? Yes, we're so excited. So my goal today is to follow up with them because, you know, it gave me an opportunity to give them a bigger picture of what we have. And then I followed up with videos and references and things. So that was, but while we were at dinner, I mean at breakfast, the couple that took us to breakfast, his brother and wife from Florida were there. I didn't know them very well. Anyway, the wife is from Hungary and has a little bit of an accent. As they're driving me back, I don't even know how it came up, but the Vital Balance came up, and she says, oh, I do shakes in the morning. And then I told them what I was doing. They said, well, we'd be interested. Bottom line is, they got back to Florida. I called her up, put her on autoship for the Tenzin Vital Balance.
I have to ask this question, Barb. When somebody says, oh, I do shakes, it's kind of like, well, I have already done that. What allowed you to introduce them to the Vital Balance as opposed to what she was already doing?
Well, I love the fact she says I do a smoothie every morning, so that told me, great, she's interested in that sort of a thing. But what started the conversation before she even said that was something about, you know, her husband's pretty much overweight. She's not necessarily overweight, but would like to lose. And I just said, well, you know, I'm losing and I'm not trying. I don't want to lose anymore. At 100 pounds, I don't want to lose anymore, but I love, love, love what's in our meal replacement shake because of all the other things. And she says, like what? And I told her, and she says, I'd be interested in knowing about that. And I said, well, we're leaving, I'll call you, blah, blah, blah. So that's how that went.
Okay. So, and again, not to do a whole, you know, launch of what else is out there, it's really, really competitive. Now that we have a shake that people can get for 56 and a quarter for more than 30 servings and to have the ingredients that we have in it, that is, you know, for people that already do shakes, that's why I asked the question, because if they're going to read the label and they're already doing, then I like your response when you said they're already open to doing that, because that's not the norm for a lot of people. But for somebody who starts the day with a smoothie, they understand the value of starting the day with something. So to be able to start the day with a high protein smoothie, I mean, that's a totally different story right there.
Now, let me jump into what happened yesterday. So, if you get the gist of what I'm talking about is, all of us are very busy, and I'm busy with whether it's doing stuff for Dawn, doing whatever, but whenever I'm out, it's just amazing to me. There's no lack of people, but yesterday I had to do a makeup rotary. When you're out of town and don't go to your rotary, you have to make up. So there was a 7:30 breakfast rotary that I've been to a couple times, and there was a physical therapist there that I know, and she said to me, I want to get together with you. So at breakfast I said, gosh, let's get together. She said, call my office. Later in the morning I called her office. She says, well, you know, I can have lunch today. We had lunch yesterday. She's interested in getting the water. She does women's health. She says, all my women need what you're talking about. And we just had this wonderful conversation. She wants me to do presentations for her. And that's just by me going to Rotary. Again.
Yeah, it does become easy, as you stated, when you develop a pattern and it's a lifestyle. And it's, again, I think, again, it goes back to originally what you said. You build the relationship first. You make that initial contact and then build the friendship. And then see where it goes. And I think we need to remember that in the insurance industry, statistically, it takes 4 to 7 contacts with a brand new person. This is what the insurance industry has stated, you know, people that are knocking on doors or doing cold calling or whatever, building the relationship and the trust with a potential client. We're not fast, instant friends right out of the gate. That we need to build that relationship first and establish the friendship. And then the partnership does come. And I love those three shifts, because then a customership will come out of that. That we have the opportunity to be partners with people for wellness and for good health. And there's not, again, if people are willing to do their homework, they'll see pretty quickly Making it set a new standard, especially with the vital balance in the water. There's nothing else out there that compares to the waterfall. I mean, nothing at all, period. And especially for the price we can get it. Bob, I want to ask one final question. We're at the bottom of the hour now. Is it difficult? Do you find it? Well, let me put it this way. What's one of the best ways that you've found to follow up with people in this day and age when we've got the barrage of social media? Everybody utilizes it, but what for you? What is the most effective way for following up with people?
Well, it depends on the person, and I'm finding that texting is probably the best, fastest. People respond to that faster, as I do, actually. So texting, and then, you know, just following it up with emails, or not necessarily phone calls as much, although I'm anxious to call this couple just because I enjoy talking to them. And, I mean, I could go on and on and on about examples of people, and one of the things that is so easy for me, I always have 10, 4, and CM samples in my purse. And just flying home Monday night as I'm landing in Chicago, or from Chicago into Atlanta, didn't talk the whole time until we're landing, and sitting beside this gentleman, and he's a real estate investor. And anyway, I just asked the question. And typically when it comes to 10-4, I usually ask, do you ever get tired? Do you ever need energy? I didn't do that. I just said, do you ever drink those energy drinks? He says, you mean like Red Bull, et cetera? I said, yeah. He says, no. But he says, just the other day, I was saying to myself how I need to get off of my caffeine. Anyway, we exchanged information in our phone. And what was fun about this was I was trying, as we landed, I was trying to get back on off of airplane mode. And he says, oh, there's a little trick. You don't have to go into settings. You just pull this thing up at the bottom, hit the airplane, and it does it. I said, oh, fantastic. And then I said to him, oh, I just learned something from an 80-year-old last week at the beach about air time. Do you know about that? He said, no. So we went into air time, and we used it to exchange our information in our phones, and he was tickled with that. And anyway, we had a great conversation, and I said, well, the reason I asked you about that and is I love something that I take, and I talked about 10-4, and I said, would you like a sample? Anyway, he took the sample, and I texted. I left it for about a day. I texted, didn't hear back, and then, was it yesterday, he texted me, says, I really like this. How do I get it? So simple. So simple. So what was the question you asked me? That was it.
You know, it's follow up, and I thought that would be your answer as far as texting, because it's a very... Again, it's a cultural, you know, 10 years ago, there was no such thing as texting. And now it's, there's an emotional disconnect with it, but there's also the novelty that it's short, simple, and I get told on a regular basis by our two oldest daughters that I, you know, like my texts are too long, and you're supposed to, you know, and then you gotta start utilizing all these, you know, phrases or, you know, little, the, what do they call them, the emojis or, you know, the little facial things. And I text with people, and that's all they do. They just use those little pictures to communicate. And I have to sit there and figure that out, and you know, oh, my goodness. But, again, it's a cultural thing, and that's where people are at. In the fast-paced society that we're in, it's a simple way to send a note or ask a question without getting into a phone call. And there are a lot of folks that just, they won't talk on their phone anymore. They're afraid of that for some reason, or they just don't like it anymore.
It just takes too much time. And see, I love what Dan Woodward said on a call a few months ago, that the new currency is time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because time is so valuable to all of us, and really it makes it easier for you. And I just want to also just summarize with, you know, the whole idea about this is having fun, number one, but the whole I can attitude. In other words, I have the posture of I have wonderful, wonderful things, and if I don't tell you about it, then you'll never know. And the expectation. Now, how you phrase it, word it, it's going to be so individual in the situation, but just relax, just flow with life, don't worry about it. You are meeting people every day. The best thing you can do is make a new friend And when you make that new friend, then you'll have the opportunity, if you ask the right questions and you listen. And so it's truly one of the easiest things. And I have, this is what's so amazing, is just this week I had an email from a customer who was on Bone Health but stopped it, and she wanted to talk to me. And I thought, okay. So anyway, she came by, and she wanted to talk about, she'd been selling jewelry on the side, and it's not doing anything, and she got thinking about her health, and she said, you know, I want to know more about how to do this. And I said, well, the Bone Health, she says, oh, it helped me tremendously. I just stopped it because of cost. And I said, and we talked about all of that. But the point is, I really thought to myself, okay, how can I share with her in a nutshell how she can earn? And I said, okay, Gail, the easiest way for you to get some income is to share these products with people and create a customer base. So, and I got an email back from her, a text yesterday. She needs to give me her bank information, and she said, I'm so excited about our venture. Now, my challenge is how to, and this may sound crazy, but my challenge is, okay, how to get somebody like that up to snuff. And then I go back to my basics. Okay, the best thing you can do is just go out there and get customers. Stop worrying about all the details. But the details will come and we'll get there. But now, that was a customer that when I found out that she stopped autoship, that I figured she wasn't going to do anything. So you never know.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, the thing is, and then being able to, as you said, how do we really get somebody up and rolling? And it's exactly that. And if they're not gathering customers, or they can't figure out how to do that, that really is the business we're in. I mean, every business that grows is about expansion of customers, or going back to the original, which is the people you have, that you have your customer base, and getting repeat business from them. It's just, it's over and over and over. But there's
well,
so many, you know.
Yeah, I love, and my point is I was so tickled that she wants to take care of her health, and that I know I can help her with that. And she now has that trust in me that what we have is good. So, you know, and that's the other thing I say to people, be patient. Just like the customer that's now on 10-4 autoship, it's been 2 years, and she's only gotten it occasionally. So it's out there. There's lots of people. Just let it flow. Be in their best interest, not mine. And it's fun.
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, thank you again. I appreciate this, and I know this may not be rocket science for some, but for others, like, yeah, man, I never thought of it, you know, from that perspective. You know, building a relationship, establishing that friendship as a result, and then the partnership. And that's really what this is all about, is building partners and, you know, those contacts to establish and say, hey, we're going in this direction together. Statistically, we're kind of swimming upstream. The statistics for people who are carrying extra weight and obesity and dealing with blood sugar issues. The other thing is the baby boomers. The baby boomers are the biggest core group of people, and they're also the biggest group of people as far as volunteerism and being active, and they want to stay healthy. They want to stay in the game, and what a great opportunity to go out there and build relationships with those folks. So, Bob, I'm going to let you get back to weeding, fully.
Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you again. And if you jumped on the call a little bit late, Barb Satterwhite has been our guest, and just sharing some thoughts and ideas on building a customer base. And so if you missed part of it or you want to go back and double check some of the things she shared, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website that all the recordings get posted, as well as Barb, you know, part of, she mentioned the ICANN program, that's part of the mentorship program that's been taking place. The other thing I'll throw in there, I know Barb's an advocate because she referenced something that Ben Woodward said. Every Tuesday morning, Ben hosts at 9 a.m. on the West Coast, hosts a live Zoom presentation with some amazing leadership principles. So I really encourage you to tap into that. So again, thanks to Barb for being our guest. I'm going to finish up the call, and then we'll open up the line for a little bit of Q&A.